website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Jacksonville at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues each and every day. As we come to you on this broadcast each day, we look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'll have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open the telephone lines, invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. The question today, would our government really lie to us? That's almost a laughable question. Would our government really lie to us? No, you don't think that, do you? Why would you think that? Why would you think there would be deception from the Oval Office right on down through all of the different agencies? And today we'll be talking about agencies like the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, Anthony Fauci, Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, and all of those that the cover is now being taken off, and we're seeing just how deep, how pervasive, how deadly, how destructive their lies have been, in our lives in the past 4 years in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of placing our trust in man. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. May I say to you, as we face the rapidly approaching election, we need to make a decision on the destiny of America. And in that decision of what we want for America, make the right choice in the election. But listen. When we elect a president, we're not electing Jesus. We're electing a president that will have a spine that will stand for the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. And may I say to you, lest we make the right choice in the next 5 months, America's gone. We're witnessing and watching today the cover being taken off of the past 4 years, in particular in the area of our public health officials, those that for years and years and years and years and years, Americans had placed our faith and trust in, the FDA, you know, making the right choice and the analysis of and the authorization of medicines and pills and whatever methodologies of the delivery system are the medications for our physical well-being, and for the CDC. They're supposed to be watching out for the different diseases and pathogens that might come our way that will protect us from sure death and destruction. And the NIH, which is a major organization that Dr. Anthony Fauci was involved in for many, many, many years, appointed under Ronald Reagan as president, served in that position without any, evidently, without any oversight, without any controls, without anything to prevent him from doing whatever he wanted to do. He became a rogue agent, if you will. As a result of that, according to the latest report, at least 17 million people were murdered on a global basis. Somewhere in the neighborhood of a million plus in America murdered by way of the COVID treatment plan that was set up by CDC. We're going to look at some of the areas that we were lied to in the past 4 years. We'll look at some of the areas that we're being lied to now and where it's directly headed by the World Health Organization, by Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum, and Bill Gates, that's wanting to euthanize as many people, human beings, on the face of the globe as possible. He's a eugenist, and he wants to euthanize enough of us to bring the number in the globe down that there can be, how would you say, affluence rather than suffering and pain as he views it with the present numbers. So those are the areas we're going to look at. That's where we're going. Perhaps you have ideas or thoughts or input or questions in relationship to it. I have some staggering information to bring to you today, and I believe that it is worthwhile and valid for you to tune in. Call your neighbors, friends, relatives, even your enemies, and tell them to join in the dialogue and discussion. If they're not tuned in on the local network that picks up from Brunswick, Georgia, down to about Daytona, from the beaches over to about Lake City, if you're not tuned in on that, you can pick it up by way of online. So let me encourage you each and every day to join in the dialogue and discussion. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the Holy Book, the Truth Book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made an astounding statement. The Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It is forever. And may I say to you today, we need truth perhaps more than at any other point in time in my lifetime. And I like to tell you, I'm still under 100. And I believe there's a need today to face truth, to recognize truth, separate out truth from lies. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be factually true today. The source that I find that is so needful and necessary for us to understand comes out of the latest survey. Headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it affects more than just the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group. You can listen to some of the things I'm saying today, some of the articles that I'll bring to you in part, and understand that there's a problem with truth tellers in America and perhaps around the globe. But this article says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Further in the article, it states 55% of Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to a statement by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. The headline on his article says, "DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth." The former senator stated this, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogancy and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, and a very profound statement that I believe is applicable in every life today. John Huss said this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge to you each and every day, is to tell the truth, seek it, live it, love it, and be willing to stand for truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're rapidly entering into the era when if you stand on truth and refuse to backpedal, refuse to bow or bend, I believe that we're facing what can very easily be the potential of death. It's getting that horrific, I believe, on a global scale. And it's because of what I call demonic delusion. Remember, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places." And the Apostle Paul then goes on to say that as Christians, we need to put on the whole armor of God. Verse 13, he says, "Then, having done all, stand." I believe it's time we put on the whole armor of God as Christians, conservatives, and we stand. facing the enemy without bowing, without bending, without turning, without running, but taking a stand for truth. I'm gravely concerned when even in the Christian community, coming out of pulpits and with pastors and churches and Christian leaders that's afraid to stand for truth. We have churches today that are filled with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that are absolutely embracing it, celebrating it, as it is something that is to be celebrated because they're afraid to take the stand of standing for truth, afraid they might lose numbers, nickels, and noses. I've said for many, many years now, it's time for there to be strength in the pulpits coming from the mouthpieces of God's vessels, God's leaders in our churches that will stand for truth, preach the truth, stand for it, whether you have 10 or 10,000 still standing for the same truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment and the professionals, whether it's the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. Easy to find. There's a 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, ordered environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, with a brief further word of monologue before we open our telephone lines, let me say this. Most of us still recall the horrors, the nightmares, the devastation, the destruction, and the death caused by the COVID-19 pathogen. Eventually, there are some people that yet do not get the message, evidently. And eventually, we find, ladies and gentlemen, that we are finding more and more every day that the government lied to us. They tried to control us and cause what I call unspeakable, horrific devastation in most of our lives. Do you recall some of it? Let me just give you a little quick glance, thumbnail sketch of some of the things we were told. Then we're going to talk about how all of those things were out and out total fictitious, total fabrications, out and out lies in order to keep the public frightened enough to be submissive to the federal government, the state government, the local governments, where we had rhino mayors like here in Jacksonville, Florida, with the mayor that wanted everything shut down and kept renewing that order to shut down and to shut down or to wear a mask. Months and months and months. Finally, the governor had an executive order that is not going to be the case. I still see, ladies and gentlemen, people in grocery stores and some businesses, some major department stores, they're wearing these big old humongous masks as though they're protecting themselves or protecting you. I don't know what their signal is supposed to be, but as many times as I possibly can, I ask the person, why are you wearing the mask? What is the purpose of that mask? Well, I'm protecting. No, you're killing your lungs if you're wearing the mask 6 or 8 hours and working. You're not impressing me. I feel great empathy for you because you're ignorant enough, dumb enough to not realize what it's doing to your physicality. But ladies and gentlemen, the lies that says that we're going to just lock down for 2 weeks and level the curve, flatten the curve, and then we'll open back up. Do you recall the Communist Network News giving us up to date every day, every moment of every day, daily body count due to COVID-19 pathogen supposedly? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got articles that will show without any equivocation. Most of that were absolute fabrications. They were lies in order to keep the Americans, keep the nation, keep the globe frightened enough, petrified enough to inject their bodies with the deadly COVID vaccination. And ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, let me say this in advance of even getting there. Around the globe, an estimate of about 17 million were murdered by way of the COVID vaccination. About 17 million, hear me, were murdered as a result of the COVID vaccination. We're going to talk about some of those things today. And the reason I bring these things up in retrospect and refreshing our memory is because, ladies and gentlemen, at this very moment, we're on the fast track with the World Health Organization declaring a pandemic based on bird flu. I think in America they found, I believe the number is 3 or 4 cases. And yet they're talking about it being a major, major pandemic. And talking about going back to lockdowns, going back to social distances, going back to the forced mask mandates. We're on the fast track for that, lest God intervenes. And unless we have God's intervention to put President Trump back in office, that I think will take a stand based on his having been lied to by Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, and those in the National Institute of Health, the NIH, the FDA, and the CDC. We're going to talk about those things. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts. What do you think about? What have you heard about bird flu? Are you concerned about it? Are you willing to go through another lockdown? Do you believe that lockdowns help, social distancing, masks? Have you been sold the bill of goods that those things to help you prevent the pathogen and save your life? If so, I've got some bad news then for you today. That's a lie. It does not save your life, protect your health, or watch over you whatsoever. It's designed for one thing, and that's for mass genocide. That's where we're headed, a fast track for opening that door of additional mass genocide around the globe. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I agree with what you said, and I believe that it is time that we really face the truth on everything. I know I agree. You can't believe what the government says. And also the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. My question is this, not particularly what you're talking today, but I know this year, Easter came in March on the 31st.
Do something for me. Your radio is playing in the background. If you would turn that down, it's giving an echo, making it very hard to have dialogue and discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The Passover was 22 days later after Easter. Our whole Christian Judea belief is on what Jesus, the Jewish Jesus, did for salvation. Jesus said he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Everybody that I've talked to just about it says it was only 2 nights and 1 day. I wish you could give some clarification on that. And let's get down to the truth. Are we following even our Christian people today teaching us a lie?
Well, if I could say this, Brother Dave, I believe it's the last name Davis. Brother Davis, I believe that we need to go for clarification. You're right. There are a lot of liars out there, if I can be very, very plain and direct, that do not know the Scripture, do not know the chronology of Scripture, and therefore will make accusations and make decisions based on what they feel or they say. We got to go back to your question. I'll be very brief with it so we can get on with what we're talking about as the focal point today. But briefly put this way. We go by the Gregorian calendar, and the Jewish people go by the Jewish calendar, which is 360 days, not 365 days, number one. Number two, when you go to the Gospel according to Mark, the 11th chapter, the Scripture says, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto, and it's on Sunday when they come into Jerusalem for Palm Sunday, as it is called, then the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, it gives us some pretty good dates. 14th chapter says, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and the unleavened bread and the chief priest and the scribes. So when was Passover? It was on Friday. This Mark chapter 14 is on a Wednesday. Two more days. So Jesus died on Calvary's cross early in the morning on a Friday. Under Jewish reckoning, any part of a day is considered a day. Any part of a day is called a day. You go back to Genesis chapter 1, day and night was the morning and evening was the first day. Morning and evening, but the second day. And it's counted on that basis of reckoning. So Jesus Christ died on the cross, and this is the reason you find Jewish worship is about 5 o'clock or after, thereabout, on a Friday, because that's their Sabbath starting Saturday. It's still Friday for us, but at 5 o'clock, under Jewish reckoning, it's a Saturday, and that's the day of their worship. So if you calculate it on the basis that God's Word gives us, 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, 3 days and three nights, so also the Son of Man being the center of the earth. And he's talking about 3 days and three nights based on Jewish reckoning, not based on what we call daylight and dark, that right now with our time frame, it's not dark until about 9 o'clock. So we look at, well, we're starting night. No, with Jewish reckoning, night or the next day starts about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So very succinctly, it was 3 days and three nights based on Jewish reckoning, not based on what somebody wants to say today, based on a 24-hour cycle as we know it. That wasn't the way they calculated day and night, a day or each day under Jewish reckoning. So it was 3 days and three nights, not 2 days or 2.5 days, as some want to count it. And very frankly, I'll put it this way. I have very little time or respect for anyone that wants to slaughter the Word of God in that fashion. If Jesus said it was 3 days and three nights, if we didn't have any reference any place in the Scripture to validate it, I would say it was 3 days and three nights based on the authority of what God says through Jesus Christ himself. So amen. I pray that folks will understand that the Bible is to be true, and as you said, God is true and all men are liars. And I find it very, very sad that we come to the point and place where even in the Christian society, there's a question or a challenge about the veracity and the reliability and the trustworthiness of the Word of God. We need to trust it. I tell people I believe every word from cover to cover, even where my Bible says genuine leather. But amen. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. Thank you so much for your call.
Close. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you recall some of the lies? As we look back on the lies now, we'll understand. In fact, a physician friend of mine, and I've interviewed him before on the radio broadcast, especially back during COVID. We're talking about doing another broadcast pretty soon that we called After COVID, What Now? But he said, and I never will forget sitting in his office, we're discussing the COVID fiasco and the COVID lies, and he made a very, very profound statement. He said, within the next 10 years, the entire medical community will look back over COVID with shame, because of what they have done and allowed to be done during COVID, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're seeing the glimpse of that today with some of the things that's being uncovered and some of the charges being made against Dr. Fauci and others in the NIH and the lies they've told to Congress, the lies that they have perpetrated on society, and who is really in the background paying the dollars, putting out the funds, and the real goal behind it. That telephone is 904-831-0917. You recall the Communist Network News? Every time you turn on the television on CNN, on NBC, ABC, CBS, et cetera, they were giving you the body count. Well, I've got some articles to tell you why that was taking place. It was to develop and to build fear in the hearts and the lives of people to force them to take the vaccination. I know you also recall the mask mandate. Dr. Fauci said on one occasion that it was based on science. Science. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. There's been 146 studies on masks. Not one single study points out any efficacious reason to put a mask on your face. Not one. The pathogen called COVID was 1 micron. The COVID mask, the best they have out there supposedly, is the N95. The micron opening in the N95 mask are 3 microns. So the question is, can a 1 micron pathogen go through a 3 micron opening? The answer is yes. In fact, before they took it off the OSHA website, had a statement said that putting a mask on is like putting a chain link fence up to keep the gnats out. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly one of the lies that we were told. We were told that somehow, some way, if we continue to wear masks, in fact, Dr. Fauci said, maybe we need to put on 2 masks, 3 masks, maybe 4 masks. And yet the man, and for the most part, was not wearing a mask himself. But the biggest lie was that the COVID-19 virus was on your grocery bags. almost laughable now. People go to the grocery store, come back home, go out on the parking lot, the backup pad of the driveway, and take a hose and wash the bags down before they bring them in the house, or put the bags in the garbage can outside, pull the grocery items out, wipe them down with alcohol before they bring them in the house, because we were told if you don't do that, you're going to spend. In fact, the governor in the state of California, the land of fruits and nuts, Gavin Newsom, said it wouldn't even let people go to the beaches because the ocean waves could bring in the waves of pathogen called COVID-19 and could kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that was a lie. And they're right now trying to do some backpedaling on their lies as they're being uncovered. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Fauci.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead with the question. Yes, I can. Okay. Go ahead.
It sounds like you are spreading fear yourself. I mean, Jesus has informed us that this world is not believing this world. But it seems like to me you're using the government and your own personal opinion to spread fear.
Give No. Let me interrupt before you waste any more of the good air time. No, you can't finish. You're going to let me talk. It's my show. I'm going to talk. You can listen, but you're a liar. You know that. You know that you're trying to put out some democratic delusion out there, because I've got document after document after document. It's not just what my feelings are, my say-so, dear lady. It is the facts that are out there that's just now being uncovered, and some of the congressmen, some of the senators are making the truth known in some of their meetings and some of their investigations, and I believe it's time that we stop being deluded and tell the truth. And I've got documents to back up what I'm saying, validation with surveys and studies to back it up, and you have only your Democratic talking points that I'll not waste time to hear. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have other callers on the line, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Go ahead with your call, please.
Youngblood, this is Lisa Maya.
Yes.
So I was a registered nurse, and all of what you are saying regarding the lies that we have been told were extremely astonishing to me, especially the point about how to prevent the spread of germs, period, which, number one, nosocomial infection stop is hand washing. And they just overlooked that and went to the face masks and pointed that everybody at the face mask, face mask, face mask, because they knew that they could see if you were wearing a mask, and they could not see if you were washing your hands. So it was a way that they could count the compliancy and how effective they were with the fear tactics that they were doing, as well as hindering our health by putting on that mask.
You're exactly right. In fact, I'm looking at a headline here. It says the CDC director, they all lied to us. This now is a former CDC director. They all lied to us and must come clean on COVID vaccine cover-up. The former CDC director said they all lied to us, all of the government agencies, and they must come clean. The ongoing debate over COVID-19 pandemic has taken a dramatic turn with recent revelations from Dr. Robert Redfield, the former director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Redfield has openly stated that health officials must come clean about their lies that cause harm by COVID-19 vaccination and their protocol for healthy individuals. The admission has sparked wave after wave of backlash and raised serious questions about the transparency and honesty of the public health messaging throughout the pandemic time. So, Lisa, you're exactly right. One of the things that I'm concerned about is now that they're talking about bird flu, and the World Health Organization is saying with about 3 or 4 cases in America, they're saying now that we might have a pandemic, that we might have to go back to the lockdowns, the mask, and vaccines, which on my radar, I'm saying they're setting the stage for the potentiality and the possibility of declaring a lockdown before the vote in November. Lisa, our time is up for this half of the hour, but thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a top-of-the-hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come back with Let's Face the Issues as we talk about the subject. Would our government really lie to us? I want to hear from you today. Thank you so much.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville.